So I am kind of an inquiring mind, and we were talking about mountain elevations in Arizona. And it is a little deceitful the way they list it, because the top six results are all part of the San Francisco peaks. So you've got Humphreys at top, then Anasazi, then it was a Fremont, and the top six are all part of this one mountain.
Right, so that was made it look confusing.
They make like this peak at this elevation, this peak, so you really do have to know a little bit about the geography and the mountain placement and the peak names. But Humphreys is one, as mountains, and it's got six peaks higher than Mount Baldy, but that's the next highest mountain is Baldy. And then that goes down to Escadilla as number three, and then Graham, that I thought was, is four.
And to drive up Graham, you have to have a pretty hearty stomach. That's a hairy road.
you never did. We only went that trip once.
I would never go back. Unless I sit in the floorboard, I don't know.
Well, those are just in two counties. But Graham is in Graham County. So it's Coconino's got the tallest, then Apache has two and three, and then Graham has number four.
If you can't think of some place to go on a staycation, you haven't listened to Rosie on the House. Rosie and Romy both always talk about the beautiful places there are to visit.
And you have to have a stomach for the drive, but from Safford, kind of the Mount Graham area, you're still low. Go straight on 191 up to Springerville and then 260 back to Sholo, and then come down the Salt River Flats and pick up 60 back into Phoenix to drop off your Sanderson Ford. Those cliff-hanging highways.
Ooh. Take your breath away.
Have some turnouts that you could just park and get lost in, especially if you've got like the big fluffy cloud day that they just kind of roll by.
Yeah. So I think it's worth planning a family vacation up that way, because you do need more than a weekend.
Absolutely.
Unless you're just going to drive. You just have to skip the hotel and keep driving.
On to some more local events. You're talking about the community of the Navajo Nation. You found an interesting community in downtown Phoenix.
You know what? I was invited to come down and tour St. Vincent de Paul. And it lies just below I-10 on Watkins on 4th Avenue. And
not an area you think community. You think industrial,
just
miles of concrete and warehouse buildings.
Nothing beautiful or scenic about.
Train tracks and semi-trucks, transportation, shipping.
But I tell you, Romy, I was very moved by it, and it was the time of day there weren't a lot of people there. I got to see the bones of what goes on there, and they serve the homeless. They have a real heart for the working poor. So imagine, Romy, you're a working man, and you have three children, and you also have two jobs, and you're working as hard as you can. You can't afford insurance. You know, you're just barely making it each week, each month, and something goes wrong. The car breaks down. You lose one of those jobs or whatever, and you're a proud person, you want to work, and suddenly, what am I going to do? And then you find out about St. Vincent de Paul, and you give them a call, and they show up at your door and your family's house, and they bring you a box of food. And they come in and they assess, what else can we do for you? Oh, your child has a cavity. Let's sign you up for that. Oh, you need a checkup. Let's do that for you. Oh, you have an interview for another job. Here, let's clothe you. Let's get you, and we got you a haircut, so you can come down to St. Vincent de Paul, shop in their little store. And a shop, I use the term loosely, because they would be given the things. And then they have a barber shop there, get you all set up. And you get this helping hand up to get you through this crisis. And they have five dining rooms throughout the town. But they serve 4,000 meals a day, and it's all served right out of that kitchen, Romy. So
The food from that kitchen
is amazing. And when I was there yesterday, they had five vats of 100 gallons each of beans just boiling. But the cool thing is now they have their own little urban farm right there on the property. They've converted the parking lot out front into this 1-acre farm. And I met Tony Kasowski, who's actually kind of heads the whole project up and got another tour of the garden. And he produces out of there 35,000 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables every year that supplements this kitchen. So not only are they just getting, canned food is good, but fresh food is better. And so the chef down there, he's learning how to work with the seasons. You know what you got out there, Tony? They had okra last week, Romy, and they're getting ready for tons of fresh salad. And the cool thing about the garden, you can go down there and volunteer, and you can also bring in your group. And Tony's got a heart for education, so he's going to teach you what he knows. And on-site also is an aquaponic garden, and I know you're interested in that. We'll have to go back down there for a tour of that.
I am. Aquaponics has always fascinated me, and it's not high on my priority list right now, but it's definitely something that will come to the Whitman Plantation at one time in the future.
Well, they've got these three big vats of tilapia, like 1,000 fish, and they're getting ready to harvest those, and so the guests down there will be having tilapia one night soon.
What was most interesting about that is you also said that there's a shrimp vat, which you couldn't grow those in the same because shrimp need the salt, the brackish water. And that's ultimately there was a big shrimp farm in Gila Bend, and that was one of their struggles, is keeping the salt content in the middle of the desert too.
And I didn't know that to ask him, but we'll have to go back down and get the whole story.
Maintain his brackish over here for his shrimp and his fresh over here for his tilapia.
Well, if this sounds really interesting to you, really exciting, just know that there are 19 thrift stores across the state, and you can shop there. So
from St. Vincent's?
Yes. And if you think, they encourage you to donate, to volunteer, and to shop. Everybody can shop. So get into your local, and we'll post, they're updating it for me. I'm going to post on our resource guide page where all those are.
This all reminds me of a Chris Ledoux song, and Bang a Drum. And I work each day and night like clockwork just to make ends meet. I could kick this world if I could just get on my feet.
St. Vincent.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.